What's up, my peeps? This is our podcast, Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi, and I'm the sun.
And I'm Tony Riccardi, his pops. We're here to share our personal conversations with you. We'll dive into lessons we learned within sports and our everyday life.
Or crack some jokes and have some fun. And you'll get to hear how much I bust my father's chops.
Hey, listen, we're close, but I'm still your father.
All right, pops, I get it. Now let's get into today's episode. So, hello, and welcome to another episode of Lesson from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi.
And I'm Pops.
And what are you going to be talking about today, Pops?
We're going to be talking about our last episode.
Yes. Okay. Well, first of all, I really wanted to thank all of you guys for listening to this podcast. I really enjoyed that you guys listened to this. How about you, Dad?
Likewise, I agree.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you. And we have a few, like, leaving comments that we wanted to share with you. First one is, it was really fun making good content for you guys could listen so you could learn. I enjoyed doing that. How about you?
Sure. And I'm sure we also want to apologize for having such a delay.
And yes, we do.
I know it's been since October.
Jeez, that's a year ago.
Since we did a podcast. So why has it been 2 months since we made a podcast? I'm sure everybody wants to know what's going on. I know because I've gotten questions on it. Why has it been? The last one we did was Halloween, like top 10 Halloween. Mm-hmm.
So, because I really have not had that many chances. Both of us have not had that many chances to do a podcast. So.
Got it. We haven't had chances.
We didn't have time. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that brings me to my first last lesson, I guess you could say, for you guys.
Well, before we jump into any last lessons.
Okay.
What was taking up our time? Let's talk about what was taking up our time.
Baseball.
Okay.
Baseball was taking up our time. It was working on that a lot.
Mm-hmm. What else?
How about you? What was taking up your time?
Well, if we're being candid with the audience, I had time to do it. I was finding the time. But well, what was taking up your time?
Well, okay. So, baseball was really the number one thing.
Really?
With also homework.
Homework is
a big one. School.
School.
I'm in a school play, and that's like 3 times a week.
Got it.
Like, for like 2 hours, and that's like taking up a good portion of my time.
So what changed related to your school? What's different about the school year this year from prior years?
I'm in sixth grade.
And what does that mean? What does sixth grade mean?
Sixth grade means more homework, more everything.
So more homework. Any changes in the school?
Yeah, sort of like more responsibility, more independence too.
Okay. And is that because, are you going to the same school you went to the year before?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And it's the same way. So you didn't go from lower school to middle school?
School. I'm still in the same school.
Got it.
But I'm in different grade levels.
Got it. And what's changed in the sixth grade level versus the fifth grade level?
More work, more responsibility, more time.
More time?
Yeah.
But I thought you had a lack of
like
time.
Like more time of school hours.
More hours in the day.
Yes.
Focused on school.
Yes.
And the homework. Let's talk about the homework.
Yeah. Homework. So like, in the beginning of the year, I just like, want to get done with it, whatever. And then I need to pay for that.
How did you pay?
With money. No, I'm just kidding. I paid by doing bunch of extra credit to try to get my grade up, and that took a big portion of my time. And I will say that if I just started off well in the beginning of the school year and just like not rush, I would have probably had a significant much more time to do it, to do the podcast.
Okay.
I will say that, but.
So school took up a lot of your time, homework, change in school. Baseball. You mentioned a school play.
School play, yes.
It's a musical, right?
It's a musical. It's basically a play.
Something new. That's something new.
No, we had that last year, but it was in after school.
Right.
We did it during school.
It's new in that you're dedicating time, even when you're done with school, to this activity.
Exactly.
And so, though, are anything else you've been doing more besides that?
No.
No?
I mean, I've...
Socializing a little bit more.
Yeah, a little, I guess.
Right?
A little bit more.
So all these changes kind of took some time away.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, and you prioritize what's important.
Just saying for up to me.
Yes.
I think a bunch of people feel the same way.
Yes.
That they like don't want to go to school just because it's like so much work, so much doing stuff. Like I said, they could just like, of course, you still want to go into a good job and stuff, but you need good school for that. But they really, I mean, at least me, in my opinion, I really don't want to like do school.
Right.
Yeah. But I know that's something just for my well-being in general that I need to be at school.
Yeah. Exactly. You understand the educational benefits of it.
Exactly.
And in a sense, going to school is like putting in the work that you would before your play. You know, when you have to do rehearsals before you actually do the show.
Or practices before, like even just alone practices before you have a game.
Exactly.
Or a championship.
Exactly.
Something really important.
Or, you know, the lessons that you do in drums before you play in a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All those things. So that's what kind of school is, to give you the tools, the basic tools.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So now it's time for a few parting lessons.
Okay.
Okay. So first one.
So you're going to tell the listeners what you've learned through this process.
What I've learned through this process.
Okay.
So
a few parting lessons. I like that.
Yes. So one, don't commit to something unless you are 100% sure that you're going to put the work and the time and the effort of doing that.
Okay. And how does that apply to the podcast?
Because we committed to the podcast in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like from October to right now, we haven't been doing podcasts, but we committed to doing a podcast, but we didn't show our commitment in a way.
Okay.
And that, like, that's why don't commit to something unless you're 100% sure that you know you're going to do that.
Okay. Well, in a way, you're by having this podcast, you're honoring your commitment. Because although, you know, we skipped a couple of months, mm-hmm. you did put out almost 2,000 minutes of airtime over the course of a year. And you have a lot of milestones that you met as a podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what you're saying in terms of don't commit to something unless you are sure of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense. So you want to think long and hard about what your commitment's going to be.
Yes.
Before you do it. I get that.
So now another one. Words are really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And you should use them to your advantage. And how does this apply to our podcast?
Mm-hmm.
It applies to it because our words are, I'm guessing for you guys, pretty significant because we have a lot of listeners around.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
We have, sure.
Like, a lot of listeners. So.
Have you ever gotten any feedback from listeners?
Not that I'm aware of, a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Just like once I remember in baseball practice, somebody asked me like, maybe it was, like, in November.
Mm-hmm.
How come you're not doing the podcast anymore? And I didn't know what to say because of that.
Wow. Well, that makes sense. That means people are listening. So that's why you feel that your words are powerful. People are listening.
Anybody's words are powerful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another one. Do stuff that's fun for you. That feels worthwhile for you.
Okay.
Don't do stuff, like, with the exception of stuff that you need to do. Like, for my family, it's chores.
Mm-hmm.
And school.
Right.
But outside of school and whatever else that you have going around the house that, like, your parents or your guardians make you do, you only do stuff that's fun for you.
Got it.
And how does this apply to the podcast?
Yeah.
It applies it. It's not because it's unfun. It's because the opposite. It's really fun. But I'm just saying, there has been some times, not at all during the podcast, but for me, when I did stuff and then I realized it wasn't fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't keep doing it.
Got it.
And so, like, only do stuff that's fun for you.
That makes sense.
And worthwhile.
I like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what you got. You learned that from making this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Is there anything else you learned in terms of how to make a podcast?
What do you mean, like, how to make a podcast?
I mean, did you know how to make a podcast before we started making a podcast?
No. We got help from somebody.
Justin Schenk.
I remember your name, Mr. Justin, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, except I didn't know if you'd be okay with me or us shouting you out.
I have a feeling he's okay with it.
Yes.
Since he has a podcast of his own.
Okay. Yeah. So, what's the name of his podcast again?
The name of his podcast, which I listen to all the time, is called The Growth Now Movement.
Okay, so you guys could check that out too. The Growth Now Movement. It's
yep.
Pretty good podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that...
So did you learn anything else?
How to make a podcast from...
Yeah? Okay. What else did you get out of the experience?
I mean, the fact that I was, like, it was fun doing the podcast with you, Dad. That's one of them. And, like, also I said this before, making content for other, good content so other people could listen and could learn from us.
Thank you. It was fun making the podcast with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you some accomplishments of the podcast in the past year.
Okay.
You have 96 more minutes of new content. 96%, you're in the top 96% of new content in your category of kids and family.
Nice.
So basically, for all the people that are making podcasts that are similar to you,
mm-hmm.
you're in the top 4%.
That's good.
Yeah. Another thing is that you were one of your top... Hold on a second. You're one of the top listened to podcasts in your category.
That's also really good. Thank you, listeners.
Yeah.
For listening to our podcast.
So maybe one day, if we ever get more time or opportunity, maybe we'll revisit one day. Never know.
Yes.
You never know. Never know what life will bring you.
Exactly.
Your podcast in 2022, it was heard in 5 different countries.
I thought it was more than that.
Yes, it was heard in 2021. It was heard in even more countries. In 2022, it was heard in 5 countries.
That's good. Which countries does it say or no?
The UK and America. The UK? Yeah. And,
wow.
And even Peru was a big one. And Germany.
Interesting.
Your podcast was in the top 30% most shared in the world.
Top 30. Wow. Thanks.
So it was shared in the top 30% in the whole world.
Jeez.
And the way they spread the word was from 40% from Instagram, 17% from WhatsApp, and 17% from text.
17?
Mm-hmm.
I heard 70 for some reason.
17.
Okay.
46% of all of your listeners
mm-hmm.
follow the podcast. Means they've subscribed.
Wow, that's like Half.
Yep.
Almost.
And your fans play it over and over again. That's what they say.
Wow.
Your rating, like terms of your rating, you know, like how on Yelp or Google, was a 4.7 out of 5.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah.
Jeez.
So you are a top 10. You're in the top 10 podcasts for 34 fans. And you're the number one podcast for 15 fans. And you're top 5 for 27 fans.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So those are some accomplishments that you've made in the past year with the podcast. We have to thank all of our listeners out there for their support. And thanks for all your feedback and taking time out of your day to listen.
Yeah.
It's been a fun experience. And so we're starting 2023 with an ending. Here we are on January 7th.
At 3:51.
On a Saturday, saying this is the end of this chapter of Lessons from the Sun. Thank you all. Thank you, Nina, for spending all these thousands of minutes with me.
Thank you, Dad, for spending thousands of minutes with me doing this podcast alone. Like, not doing the podcast alone, like, just 1,000, more than 1,000 minutes doing the podcast.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So, with that, why don't you close us out?
Thank you so much for listening. In all these, like, years, I guess. I mean, three years, technically.
It's been 1 year.
But we
started. Feels like 3 years.
And we, because it was 2022.
Yeah.
1 full year.
And then for, like, the 3 or 4 months before that, we did a different podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been about a year and a half. But a year with Lessons from the Sun. We launched a year ago. And we had an amazing launch.
We did. So, thank you so much for listening. And have a good day, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for listening. Now, please do us a solid and hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, follow our Insta, and if you don't mind, give us a 5-star review.
Hook up my homeboy and help us continue to grow, please. Peace out.